morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Liberal Leslie Osborne is desperate to hide her record as a career politician by attacking Kathy Costello with the same sleazy lies used to slander President Trump. Leslie sponsored 496 bills that strangled businesses with government regulation. Leslie was endorsed by the liberal AFL-CIO union, who gave millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. Leslie fought to defund Christian adoption organizations, calling them bigoted. Leslie Osborne is too liberal for Labor Commissioner. Authorized and paid for by Kathy Costello for Labor Commissioner 2018.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached a partial NAFTA deal, as USDA announced details of a tariff rescue package for U.S. producers. The partial NAFTA deal with Mexico is a significant trade development, though talks with Canada remain unfinished, including on Ottawa's dairy, poultry, and egg restrictions. Also unresolved is a U.S. demand to sunset NAFTA every 5 years unless the three governments renew the trade deal, and a key end-of-August deadline to notify Congress is around the corner. Without a final deal then, there might not be enough time for Mexico's Congress and outgoing president to approve the deal before a new head of state takes over in December, who may seek changes. Meantime, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue announced details of a $12 billion tariff rescue package for soybean, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hog producers hurt by tariff retaliation. Listen.
It's been our stated goal to implement these programs right after Labor Day on September the 4th, and we will achieve that. The timing of this program is tied to the actual harvest time for many crops for farmers and will be based on their actual production.
Perdue says further payments could be announced in coming months if warranted. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Bill Northey says initial payments will be based on 50% of production times a payment rate.
Wheat is 14 cents a bushel times 50% of the production for 2018. Sorghum is 86 cents per bushel times that 50% of the 2018 production. And soybeans is $1.65 per bushel times 50% of the 2018 production.
The corn rate is set at 1 cent per bushel and 6 cents per pound for cotton, while pork producers will receive $8 per pig for half the number of pigs owned as of August 1st, and dairy producers will be paid based on the margin protection historical figure times 12 cents per hundredweight. The tariff rescue package also includes more than $1.2 billion for commodity buys and $200 million for trade promotion. Agriculture groups welcome the aid offered by the USDA, but urge the administration to end their trade disputes. Pork exports are one of the hardest-hit export categories, as U.S. pork exports to China are down significantly for the year, with a value falling 9% through June. The National Pork Producers Council President Jim Heimerl stated that the U.S. pork sector was grateful for the relief package. What pork producers really want, though, is to export more pork, and that means ending these trade disputes soon. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said that the relief package was welcome news for farmers, but added what they really want are long-term markets, not handouts. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.